fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend, an opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Day with your friends and your family. The Lord's Day is such an important part of what it means to be a disciple. Lots of people ask me the question. I travel and I speak and say, what does it mean to be a disciple? Well, how is a disciple supposed to live? Well, one of the most fundamental things a disciple does is live really every day in communion with God, communion with the Lord. The life of a disciple is characterized by worship, by praise, by acknowledging God and God's greatness, having God at the center of our life. And one of the fundamental ways we do that is celebrating the Eucharist. And it's not just an individual thing. It's God's plan to gather his people all over the world every Sunday to set apart the day of the Lord, the Lord's Day, to be able to celebrate Mass, but to understand and remember the entire Catholic world, the whole Christian people, hopefully, are gathering every Sunday in obedience to the command of the Lord to set aside the Lord's Day. And like the Lord did on creation, after he finished his creation, he rested. And we're called to rest with him, to lean into him. And at the center of that rest is this amazing thing that can become quite ordinary because of, without thinking about it, without engaging deeply in a life of prayer that helps us understand what's happening at Mass, it can become ordinary. We can miss it. I hear people say quite often, you know, I don't go to Mass much. I don't really get anything out of it. Well, there's two things I want to say about that. One is you're going to get out of it what you put into it. Just like you'd come ready to play a ball game. If you're a basketball player, a football player, a hockey player, whatever, volleyball player, your play is going to be determined in part by your preparation. Are you ready? Are you prepared? And that's really how we should go to Mass on Sunday. We should go prepared. Take time before you go to recollect, what am I doing? What are we doing? Where are we going? What are we entering into here? What we're entering into is God's plan and purpose of gathering his people around the word and the sacrifice of his beloved son. God's plan for his people is to teach them and to feed them, to teach them through his word, to feed them through his sacrament. We're being fed through word and deed. We're gathered around the action, the deed that Jesus accomplished for us. His death on the cross is represented to every Sunday, well, literally every Mass, daily Mass, wherever Mass is celebrated, that deed, that act of salvation, that love by which we have been saved, Jesus' death on the cross, is represented to us. And this is the central act of the life of a disciple, is participating in, remembering, honoring, thanking God for what he's done in the gift of his beloved Son, and Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and the shedding of his blood that dealt with the sin problem in the human race, that dealt with the sin problem in my life, broke the powers of sin and death at work in me and made it possible for me to be united to what he did on Calvary so that I could be washed clean, so I could be made new, and so that I could share in his victory over the powers of sin and death, in his resurrection, his ascension into glory. So what's celebrated at the Mass, what's remembered, what is literally not just remembered but is represented to us, is the covenant act of God's love expressed in the person of Jesus through the shedding of his blood on the cross. That blood is the establishment of God's eternal covenant with us, the fundamental uniting of heaven and earth in the person of Jesus Christ, is made possible by virtue of the shedding of his blood on the cross. He was a sacrifice for us, the apostles tell us. He became a sacrifice for our sin. And the shedding of that blood is the blood of a new covenant, as Jesus said at the Last Supper. This is the blood that covenants God to his people. His people are all those who say yes to this offer of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus said, everyone who believes in me Everyone who confesses his name. Everyone who says, yes, Jesus, you alone are the Savior of the world. It's by virtue of your sacrifice, which we celebrate today in this Eucharist, in this communion together. It's the people of God coming from everywhere in the world that they belong, coming into the church. The people of God are fundamentally the church, but we enter the house of God and we take our place and we're in our pews and we're gathered around the altar and the priest is there as an altar Christus, as another Christ. He is for us in that moment Christ. He takes the place of Christ for us and he preaches the word of the Father to us, the word of God, and the Gospels. By virtue of the grace of his ordination, makes present that sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary. He died once. He's not dying a million times all around the world every day. He died one time. But that one act, that one saving act of Jesus Christ that conquered the powers of sin and death and made it possible for me to have my sins forgiven, to be cleansed from sin, so that I can become something entirely new, that I can be united to Jesus, who is that entirely new thing. Jesus himself, in his person, is the beginning of God's saving work for all of his creation. All things were made through Christ. All things were made by Christ. All things were made for Christ. And it's Christ who comes in obedience to the Father. It's Jesus who comes in obedience to the Father to make, the scripture says, he makes all things new. And everything, if it's going to last, it's going to enter into eternity and share in God's glory, has to be made new. And none of us can make ourselves new by our human effort. We need God's saving action. And that saving action is given to us in the person of Jesus Christ, which is why the church gathers around the altar and we give praise to God. We celebrate, we glorify God for his greatness, for his mighty deed. And every one of us, none of us can come into that church with our heads held high in the sense of and pounding our chest and saying, I present myself to God as saved, as perfected on my own. No, we are all sinners. We, every one of us, was lost and has now been found by God's grace because he has sent his son to go in search of each and every one of us. And he's brought us to that altar so that he can feed us and he can teach us. And he reminds us who we are. There's so much happening at the liturgy, at the Eucharist, and I understand it's easy to miss it because we can come rushing to church at the last minute, you know, getting in the pew, trying to get the kids, you know, focused. And before you know it, the readings have passed and we hardly remember a word that was said. And our minds and hearts can be somewhere else. And it can be easy then for people to conclude, wow, it's just kind of boring. It's just this ritual and kind of nothing's happening. But ironically, friends, it is the most intense thing that's happening on the planet. It's a miracle of God's action of making present by virtue of a miracle of the Holy Spirit working, turning bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And the gospel being preached to us is being preached to us in the person of Christ. And God himself, his word goes forth to us. And what we end up saying, we enter a church, we genuflect, as a sign of humility, a sign of surrender, a sign of reverence. And together, we pray as a people, and we express, we say, you know, this is part of who we are. The very nature of who we are now is we're other-centered. We find now our center, our home, our identity in God, and we share that together. And we hear God's word, and we give praise to him for his word. We are given literally a share in the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. We are fed by God with spiritual food that sustains us and strengthens us on our journey here on earth. We're pilgrims like Abraham, right? He was a nomad of faith. That's what you are. That's what I am. Life on earth is to be lived by faith. That is, a surrender of our heart, soul, mind, and strength to the person of Jesus Christ and to the truth that he reveals. We say yes to it. We say yes to his words and his deeds. I'm going to talk tomorrow about some of the words of Jesus. Hope you can tune in. I'm going to go through the Gospel of John chapter 8, this very intense, one of the most intense sections of the Bible, especially of the Gospels. Jesus is in real spiritual conflict with the Pharisees and Sadducees, the religious leaders of the Jewish people who don't like him, and they're confronting him. But in that chapter, Jesus speaks very challenging and difficult truths. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. If you believe in me, you will have eternal life. So when we say at Mass, we're there because God has called us there. He's called us to keep holy the Lord's day. He wants us to share in the blessing of setting aside the Lord's day and of communing with him and communing with our brothers and sisters and feeding on his word and feeding on his body and blood and being a distinct people. One of the most radical things we can do as the culture becomes more confused and more secularized and more distant from God is to come together and honor the Lord's day. Give it to God. Give your heart to God. That means if it's possible, don't work on that day. Don't shop on that day. Don't make it just like Saturday. Don't make it another Saturday with a little dress up in the morning and a 1 hour going to Mass. Set the whole day aside. Rest. Be with your family. Pray. Play games. Take time to be with the Lord so that he can remind you who you are. The Lord's Day in the Eucharist is a culture forming. It forms our way of life. We, at Mass, we see the person of Jesus. We see crucifixes. We see the reality of what he's done for us. How are we supposed to live in this world? We look to Christ. We listen to his word. We feed on his body and blood. We see him on that cross. And the pathway that obedience to the Father led him was to lay down his life. And he teaches us to walk in his footsteps. And he says, you can't do this on your own strength. You need my word. You need the strength. You need me to feed you with my body and blood. You need to be together as a community, to be strengthened as the people of God, to remind each other who you are, where you're going, why you're here. And to be like Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. The liturgy helps us remember where is the light and where is it leading us. But then Jesus said, you are the light of the world. If you're following in his footsteps. So we're meant to be a light. We have a mission to be a light to the world that we live in. But that light comes from Christ. It comes from being united to him. It comes from living with him in your family, in your neighborhood, in friendships in Christ. It's so important, friends, to be able to honor that day because through it, the Lord will shape his people so they can be a light and you can be a light in the times we're living in. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789 or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.